Hello! And welcome to the Church Underground Man Cave Warrior Camp Edition. I am your host, Ransom Bacchus. And you are in the man cave.
To walk beside and carry on this flame. To see you again. With radiance of pure and holiness.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Church Underground Man Cave Warrior Camp Edition. Oh, wait, I just said that in the intro. let's see. Good God, there's so much racking my brain right now. This has absolutely nothing to do with the topic of today's show. But I am fuming about this whole government fiasco. Obamacare is substantially making my life that much harder. it's such a great idea, you have to force people into doing it. Oh, God. However, I still hold to my belief, as painful as it is for me in life, this country deserves everything it gets. It does. And, as a warrior, I'm going to endure it. And I'm still gonna come out on top. I'm just saying.
This blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness.
This is Sparta!
It is a very frustrating situation with this country. And I don't mind complaining about it. I'm allowed to! Alright, enough of my rant. What are we talking about? We're talking about... Oh, that's right. The Wounded Warrior. I don't know what it is. I don't know why God has me here where I am. But for some reason, over the last couple of weeks, I have been meeting guys who just bare their soul to me. They tell me of the wounds and the damage done to them. Usually, it's a bad marriage. Usually, it's a divorce or something along those lines. I will meet guys who feel trapped in their marriage, whose wives are incorrigible and cannot be reasoned with. I meet guys who are fighting custody battles or being forced to pay a large amount of child support and they can't even see their kids because of a feminist-driven system. And when I really talk on an honest and deep level with guys, wounds surface. There's one thing that all guys have in common that really get into a lot of different debates, whether it's political or theological or whatever. Deep down inside, there is an enormous amount of pain. We all bleed. Our hearts are all scarred and cut with razor blades. If you are listening to me and you have never felt any real deep pain in life, wow. I want to live your charmed life. I really do. Have you ever met those kind of people that, you know, they just live a charmed life? They have no real problems, no real complaints. The family life was great. Their jobs are great. Everything's great. No divorces, wonderful marriages, wonderful kids. Just everything's fabulous. And every time you meet them, they're always smiling. They don't have a care in the world. Ugh. There's a part of me that wants to be like that, and then there's a part of me that knows better, and I'm going to explain why on this show. And the first thing I'm going to say about that is this. I have an expression. I never trust a soldier without battle scars. Who would you rather have in the foxhole or the trenches or in the battlefield with you? The squeaky clean rookie, just out of boot camp, armed to the teeth, or the seasoned war general with bullet wounds and shrapnel wounds and scars? Maybe a patch over his eye. I'm going to trust the latter. I will never trust a man who has never been wounded. I have met a few people that have never suffered any real wounds in this world. They have lived a cushioned life. They're decent people. I don't have a problem with them, per se. I'd have a drink with them. I'd hang out with them. I'd talk politics and I'd talk Bible with them. But I do not trust them about as far as I spit into the wind. Why? Because they have no real experience. I can stand two pastors side by side. One of them has been through seminary, has degrees, is a great preacher, and knows his Bible. And the other one has very real hard life experience, and I am going to trust the latter. Because that is the pastor that has been tried and true. That is the one who has been tried by fire. He is the one with the shrapnel wounds. He is the one with the patch over his eye. And he knows the battlefield. So guys, if you are in the trenches, if you are suffering horrific heart wounds for whatever reason, if you endure this, if you fight through this to the other side, you're going to be the kind of guy I want with me in the trenches. Because you know the nastiness and the pain of life. Now, on this show in the past, I've talked about pain before, and it's been a while. So I'm going to bring it up again in the context of Warrior Camp. Because I promise you, nobody who lives a charmed, happy life willingly becomes a warrior. Because it isn't our basic human instinct to fight. When we're born into this world, if you're raised up in a good, happy home, if nothing bad has happened to you, you have no inkling to jump into the fight. You have no desire for the unpleasantness of the battle or the war that rages out there. The only reason anybody jumps into the fight is if it comes to their doorstep. Or if you were like some of us, you were born and raised in it. And you had no choice but to start fighting ever since you were old enough to be able to. To that I have a saying. Warriors are trained in hell so they can defend heaven.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. For tonight, we dine in hell.
If you are bleeding, if you have a gaping wound because of your life, if all you knew is hell, you are being trained. There are some things that I had to go through to be able to make my pain productive. You know, we live in a society that does not like unpleasantness. We talked about this before. We live in a society that doesn't like discipline. We don't like hardship, and we do everything we can to try to avoid hardship. You know, it's just kind of funny. You know, maybe that whole Obamacare debate may fit into this after all. It really is a perfect example. We are so afraid of suffering. We are so afraid of pain that we are going to make laws to force everybody to contribute to that quest for not suffering. To that quest for not dying younger than we think we should. And it is a form of oppression. But we will do a myriad of things to try to avoid suffering. We will pay out the wazoo for health insurance that we may never need. Because you never know when we might suffer. You never know when we might fall on bad times. So just to be sure, we are a society that runs from any unpleasantness whatsoever. We are a society that tries to make all bad things go away. In our never-ending quest to try to create the perfect utopia. I mean, that's what we do as a society. Get rid of all the political language. Get rid of all the legalese. Get rid of all the debates. All the stuff floating around out there by the talking heads. This is what drives us at our core. We are fighting so hard to try to avoid pain. We are fighting so hard to try to avoid suffering. Well, what if this happens? What if? What if I get sick? What if? We operate out of fear. Fear of things perceived most times, nothing even actual. And when I say we, I mean me as well. I'm getting better at it, but lately I've been falling back into that trap of being afraid of potential things that may never happen. But that is what our society is based on, being afraid of what could happen and trying to work overtime to prevent it at all costs. Because we don't want to feel pain. We don't want to suffer. I have spent years living with people like that. People who try to avoid unpleasantry at all cost. And I myself have been living in that trap. Constantly being afraid of the worst. Proactively trying to avoid every possible thing that could destroy or cripple my life. And as a result, I've had years and years of panic attacks and anger. Frustration. God is bringing me out of that. Slowly but surely, I'm getting better with it. But let me tell you the secret, guys. The key to freedom. The key to being an effective warrior is you're at peace with all possibilities of pain and woe, is that you're okay with it. This is exemplified in the portrayal of the cross. Jesus was okay with dying on that cross. Oh yeah, he prayed in anguish in the garden. But ultimately, he submitted to it. He could have called a legion of angels to rescue him, but he didn't. He made peace with the cross. He made peace with nails being driven into his hands and feet, pinning him to a piece of wood, being mocked and scorned by the people around him. He made peace with that. He was okay with it, and he endured it. I remember when my ex left me, and you can read about this in Lost Sheep. Get your copy today. Available on Amazon. And while you're at it, we will pause for a commercial interruption. Get your copy of the new, exciting teen vampire series, the first of about 5 books, White Knights. Yeah, you're going to want to get that copy. I know you guys are old, and obviously it's written to a younger age, but you have kids! You have nephews, you have nieces who like that sort of thing. I know you do. Get your copy. Okay, anyway, back to it. I remember when I was divorced. I remember when my ex-wife left me. It was the most painful year of my life. Two major blows, two huge gaping wounds inflicted on me within 6 months of each other. The first was a betrayal by my own father, who dropped the ball when I needed to call him on a promise because of his selfishness, his cowardice, and passivity. And he left me as a sitting duck to face alone the next most painful moments of my life when my ex left me and I had to go through it without a father. I remember sitting in my bedroom of a one-bedroom apartment. The floor was littered with garbage, a couple of beer cans, pornography. It smelled bad. I didn't clean very well. And I remember standing there in the darkness, naked, seething in anger, writhing in pain. And I remember the full moon shining through that window. And I remember hearing a quiet voice inside of me. It said, never forget. Do not forget this pain ever. Feel every bit of this pain. Drink every drop of tears you shed. Don't fight it. Absorb it. Now, see, this is the kind of advice that I would not expect from God. This is the kind of thing that most pop Christian psychobabble people out there would tell you is wrong. Oh, they'd tell you, well, you just need to forgive. You just need to give it to God. You just need to move on. It was then that I became intimately acquainted with my own pain.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
The things that happened to me over that last year crippled me. It was a gut punch that knocked the wind out of me. And it was brutal. And I was told, don't ever forget it. And to this day, I refuse to forget that pain. And I'm going to tell you why. There's something that pain does, especially this kind of profound amount of pain, where if we let it do its work, it brings about wonderful things. It changes you. It transforms you into something completely different. It is the most bitter and the most painful transformation process ever. But it changes you. It deepens you. It adds a real depth to your life. If you choose to endure it and not run away from it. One thing it does, if you never forget your pain, is it teaches you compassion. Because then, along the way, after you move on, and you do eventually move on, you never forget, but you do move forward. But as you move on, you meet other people who are in that suffering place. And then there's something in your heart that melts. And you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I felt that kind of pain. I remember that pain. I don't forget that pain. I know what it's like. I can be there for that person. You know, recently, God has had me make some major changes in my thinking and my attitude, which could be perceived by a lot of people as Mr. Positive Thinking stuff. I still don't say I cling to only positive thinking. I'm aware of everything. But while I was in this revolution of my own mind and heart, I have been meeting people, like I said, who are going through it, who had no problems bleeding in front of me. And it's like, why, God? Why are you bringing these broken men into my life? What is this about? And he said, don't forget. Remember, I told you, do not forget the pain when you do this. It's very easy for people who progress in life. They achieve success or they start working towards success and they take on a more positive approach to things. It is very easy for them to become cold. And it is easy for them to forget the pain. And it is easy for them to stop having compassion on people. So God brought these people in my life and said, just remember. Remember where you come from. Remember the pain. Don't forget it. Because there are others. And that is going to be my word to you. If you are going through it right now, if your heart is aching, you might be in a family crisis. You might have a difficult wife. You might have a difficult marriage and you're screaming to get out because you feel blocked on every side. You might be in the most vicious custody battle of your life. Whatever the case is, that is going to be my word to you. Drink every drop. Feel every bit of pain and don't forget it. My word to you is that you will move on. You, as a warrior, will live to see another day. You will endure through this. And you will become stronger for it. And there will come a time when something shifts in your life for the better. And you will move into a different position. And it is at that time I'm going to remind you, do not forget this. Do not forget this wound. Do not forget the blood. The other reason I do not forget all that I went through is it keeps me humble. It reminds me that I'm human. It also reminds me that anything great that is going to come out of my life is going to be a blessing from God and not of my own efforts. I saw how things were when I was left to my own efforts. I failed miserably. God's power is moving into my life, and He is going to do awesome things through me. I know He is. He's already told me. He has already shown me my future. I know where I'm going to be, and I know what I'm going to be doing. But I will still remember the pain. I will still remember where I came out of. And I will have no choice but to say, thank you, God. This is you. This is not me. This is your power. This is Christ in me. I am a frail, broken man. I remember that frail, broken man back there that I just described to you. That's what I was. So anything great that's going to come out of this life is completely Him. All honor and glory eventually goes to Him. And I laid down my crowns at His feet. Because all of my victories and all the battles and wars that I fight, it's only because of Him. Yeah, I know I make my choices. And I know I have responsibility for what I choose to do with this power, but still, it's only because of Him. This is what pain does. If we let it work its way into our lives. Some of you, pain may be a great motivator. Enough pain for a length of time will eventually bring you to the point where you say, enough is enough. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I need to change. I need to take responsibility. I need to make changes for my life. Some of you might feel trapped in life. You might feel trapped in a job. You might feel trapped in a certain situation. Enough pain for any real length of time, and you get desperate enough, you'll figure it out. You will find a way out. You know, one of my favorite horror movies, and I really don't like a lot of horror movies, but I love these movies. Now, you might think I'm a little sick and sadistic, but I love the movies for the philosophies behind them. They're brutal movies. Don't watch them unless you like a lot of blood and nastiness. I like the Saw movies. And it is the most graphic and poignant illustration of what I am saying. If you haven't seen the Saw movies, basically, it's about this serial killer, although he doesn't actually kill his victims. That's the beauty of it. He kidnaps his victims and puts them in a trap where the only way out of the trap is to suffer an incredible amount of pain somehow. And if they don't, they die.
Hello, Amanda. I want to play a game. There's only one key. It's in the stomach of your dead soulmate. Better hurry up.
You haven't seen anything yet.
It's really sadistic. But really, if you stop and think about it, we may find ourselves in a trap like that in life. I know I did. My last marriage could be compared to a Saw trap. Leaving it wasn't an incredible amount of pain. But I knew that if I remained there, it would destroy me. It would destroy my entire life, and I would never have any hope of seeing better days. So I had to make a choice. Suffer the incredible, eviscerating pain of the divorce that I was going through. And let whatever costs fall where they may. Remain in there. Obviously, I chose to allow the divorce to go through. Because I was so sick and tired of the pain and the frustration and the anguish that I suffered when I was in that marriage. I got so tired of the way she treated me. I got so tired of the way she acted. I got tired of her alcoholism. And all the stuff that went with it. No, I didn't tell her to leave. No, I didn't insist on a divorce. What I did is I started laying down my boundaries. What it is I started saying no. What it is I challenged her and confronted her and say, you need to get your life together or I'm done. You need to get your life together, go get treatment, go into Alcoholic Anonymous, go into rehab, get yourself together, or go back home to your parents because I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. And I refused to back down, and she chose to leave. Because she said I was too controlling for saying that. Now, in that, I had a choice. I could do what I had done in the past, and I could grovel, and I could beg for her to come back. I could promise to change my ways. I could promise to be a better husband. And I knew that if I said the right things, I would be able to manipulate her into coming back. Or I could go the more painful way. Allow her to leave. She committed adultery. And I let her go. That was the most painful thing I ever endured in my life. I knew that the most painful way was the right way in this case. Your story might be different. And I would not tell you what to do in your situation. Only you and God can know what you need to do. But I am willing to bet that the more painful way is the correct way. I'm willing to bet that the comfortable way is going to destroy you. Either way, you're going to experience pain, and either way, you're going to experience loss. But the correct way will bring you to a more fulfilling and abundant life. Are you in a toxic relationship? Is it just going on and on and on with no chance in sight of getting any better? Throw down some boundaries. Let those boundaries sever the ties if they need be. You're not obligated to keep that alive. It is more painful. It'll destroy you. But you will have a chance seeing better days. And I have met men, including my own dad, who refused to do the more painful thing to bring about a better life and insisted on remaining in toxicity and destruction. Such men I have no respect for. Such men I call cowards. Such men I do not have any time for. I may sound harsh, I may sound cruel, but that's where I stand. Maybe Jesus has more patience than I do. I don't know. I'm telling you where I'm coming from. I'm glad I'm not Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I really do not know what Jesus would do. I can just tell you, as a human being, where I sit. I do not have patience. I do not have tolerance for those kind of people who remain in destructive situations. Do not choose the more painful way, but it's out, and it's to a better life. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, in this martial arts training that we do. I mentioned this guy, he's, like I said, he's a student of Bruce Lee's styles, Bruce Lee's discipline, he was a Shaolin monk and all that. He put us through probably the most difficult workout I have ever done in my life. Oh, God, that was so painful. And one thing I realize when I'm training with this guy, and he will say this, if it's not hurting, you're doing it wrong. If it's comfortable, and if you find it easy, you're not doing it right. Why is that? That's not right. Okay, here's the thing. We as a culture and we as a society are so conditioned to feeling good. We are so conditioned to comfort. We are so conditioned to avoid pain. So when pain comes, we automatically think it's wrong. But to condition ourselves, to reprogram ourselves to the what God had in mind, to his discipline and his way, that's painful. So if you are comfortable, and if it's tolerable in your life, and if you are conditioned to our culture of feeling good and avoiding pain and conflict, you're doing it wrong. The more painful way is the right way. And I'll tell you what, this new trainer that we have, he does not let us get away with doing it wrong. And I'm thankful for it. Because this is exactly the kind of trainer that I need. This is the guy who's going to call me on my shit. This is the guy who's going to push me past what I thought I could do. This is the guy that doesn't really give a flying rat's ass if I'm in pain. This is the guy that's going to make sure that I emerge from his class a badass fighter. Where if I ever find myself in a cage, I will be a force to be reckoned with. Because I promise you, something he's telling me, he's old world martial artist, and something he's telling me, most martial artists out there, most fighters out there, he would not qualify as a black belt, even though they are. What was it, that movie, famous Bruce Lee movie? And I've watched clips of it, I haven't watched the whole thing in a very long time. Enter the Dragon. Yeah, Enter the Dragon. Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris go at it. And in the movie, he defeats Chuck Norris. I mean, it's impossible to defeat Chuck Norris, but this is Chuck Norris we're talking about here. Oh, God. See, a lot of people don't even care for the Chuck Norris jokes anymore. I still think they're hilarious. But they're not jokes, they're facts. Okay, anyway, just for the movie's sake, Bruce Lee defeats Chuck Norris. Okay. He's making a point with his movie. Old world martial arts and the version that we have here in the West are two different things. Old world martial arts, they know how to fight because they do it right. They do it correctly. So when you emerge from doing it the correct way, as opposed to the stylish way or what looks good or what feels comfortable, you emerge as a badass warrior, a force to be reckoned with. That's what I want to be like. If I ever end up in a fight, if I ever end up in a cage, I'm going to be the guy that knows how to do it right. I'm going to be the guy that has gone the hard, painful way. You know, it's kind of funny. Before this guy shows up in our classes, you know, we've been doing the stretches and the warm-ups and all this different stuff. And these black belts and these higher-ranking belts, they're running circles around me because I'm this out-of-shape white belt guy. Okay, and they're doing pretty good, and they're impressive, and then this guy shows up. This guy comes along, and he makes them look like a white belt with his workouts and with his way of doing things. Because the old world martial artists do it right. They peel back all the distraction and all the stuff, and they do it right. And theirs is the more painful way. The instructor that actually runs the school. He gets a run for his money when subjected to this guy's class. I even see him sweating bullets on occasion. But it's good and it's right. Endure the pain. Embrace the pain and never forget it. This man who instructs us now was a Shaolin monk for 14 years. He trained under Bruce Lee's top school. Might I remind you, before all that happened, he was in a severe car accident and was paralyzed from the neck down and was told he would never walk again. So the man knows pain. While he is firm, while he is disciplined and insists on disciplined students, he is compassionate. He does understand pain. And this is a man that I would trust in the battlefield. This is the man that I trust with my training as a warrior. And this is a man that I would trust my future in a fight with. Because he's been there and he knows it. He's endured. And he's in his 50s and he's in a lot better shape than I am. And that goes and applies in all areas of life. You see, I'm not taking MMA training to learn how to fight physically. Yes, I will know how to protect myself physically. And I may even show up at a cage fight or two. But that's not why I take it. I take it because I am applying all of the principles that I learned there into my real battle. Because I'm a spiritual warrior. And I apply it into all arenas of life. I will see pastors that do not insist on real discipline. In fact, that's getting to be the majority of the church today. There's no call for discipline. There's no call for a painful endurance. There's no call for any of that. If I am ever a pastor, if I ever find myself behind a pulpit, this is the kind of stuff I'm going to preach. I'm going to insist that people endure with pain. Yeah, I am a man who has been in pain. I am a man who has been through it. I have been through hell. You can read all about it in Lost Sheep. I've ranted about it for years. And I will insist that everybody who listens to me and everybody who reads my stuff, you can endure. You go through it. I've been there. I've done it. You know what? What you're going through might be even worse than what I went through. Okay? It might even be worse, but I promise you the principles are still the same. Endure through it. It makes you stronger. It makes you wiser. It makes you more compassionate. And finally, the thing that pain does really well, and this is more obvious, it's a teacher. If you're doing something wrong, do it the right way. If you get hit in the face in a fight, it hurts. And you'll be like, well, man, I better block. I better move quicker. You know, so it doesn't happen again. I mean, that's common sense. Okay? There is one thing in martial arts training that does not happen a lot. Full contact sparring, being hit. Being hit to the point where you actually feel a little bit of pain. But the cage fights, those are brutal. You can get the crap kicked out of you in those cage fights. And that's why a lot of martial artists don't survive those. But a lot of street fighters will. Or those who have endured full contact sparring. Those who know what it's like to be hit. Those who've had a taste of being hit in the face. Repeatedly. And they know how to endure. Pain is not bad. Anger is not negative. I insist that you feel all of those things. And you embrace them as your own. And you own them. I insist that you endure in it. Do not be one of those people where you're like, well, let's only focus on the positive, don't focus on the negative. Because those people miss the boat too. They miss all of the lessons that meditations on pain have to offer. And they forfeit the disciplined training that could make them stronger men. So no, I am never going to tell you to focus only on the positive. Focus on everything. You have to be able to take all of life. And you have to be able to deal with everything. I had panic attacks and I had anxiety and I had fear. Because I was not trained to endure. I was not trained to take hardship on face to face, and I was not taught to overcome. So now I subject myself to this training so I can endure pain with discipline. Wow, there's that D word again, discipline. So I can endure that, and so I can prepare myself for what's out there. Because the real world is unforgiving, it's cold, it's cruel, it's harsh, and it will destroy the weak. It will destroy the vulnerable. God insists that his children endure with discipline. God insists that his children overcome. I don't care where you are in life. Overcome. Overcome to the absolute best of your ability to wit's end. And when you think you can't go anymore, go more. You have more in you than you think you do. That's what I'm finding out, is I have a lot more in me than I thought I did. But I don't know. I don't know what your situation calls for. You may need to endure in a marriage until you get a breakthrough and your marriage is restored. That may be what God is telling you to do. Or you may be like me. You may be trapped in a marriage that is going to destroy you and only make things worse for whatever reason. And your painful path may be to take you out of it. See, if we're in a destructive situation that is going to kill us, we will get desperate. And when it comes to the point of fight or flight, we will do whatever is necessary. We will suffer anything if we know it's going to be better in the future. That's the thing, is when it comes down to survival, you will find your way out, even if you have to lose a limb. Until next week, I am Ransom Bacchus, and you are in the Mad Game.